Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith, one verse at a time. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled, The Joy of Being Thankful. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Coming into Thanksgiving, we enter the holiday season, where there is an intentional emphasis on joy, happiness, and family. But as we all know, this season can also be stressful, overwhelming, and even lonely. This often stems from the secular expectations that the world puts on us, or simply that our fulfillment is coming from the wrong places. So today, we'll look at where true joy can be found, regardless of what's going on around us. As we've seen in the first few verses of his epistle, Paul was exceedingly grateful, thankful, and joyful for the Philippians. They blessed him with resources and gifts in a time that he was in great need, and they boldly participated with him in furthering the gospel. He wrote in Philippians 1, verses 7 to 8, "For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." Called personally by the risen Lord to be an apostle, Paul had been promised that he would suffer much for the gospel of Christ. See Acts 9, verse 16. His imprisonment in a Roman jail, where he wrote this epistle, certainly qualified as a time when Paul was suffering. The encouragement and the support of the Christians in Philippi clearly meant a lot to Paul. He took much pleasure in the godly fruit this church was bearing, so much so as to seemingly defend it by saying, "It is only right for me to feel this way about you all." Paul was not only thankful for the physical blessings, but also the rich spiritual blessing these believers provided him in his time of need. As we saw last week, in the previous verse, Paul commented on how confident he was that God would continue the good work he began in these believers until the day of Christ. That's Philippians 1, verse 6. In the same thread, he then acknowledged how the Philippian church was in his heart, because through his imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, they were all partakers of grace with him. To Paul, the gospel was the most important thing in the world. Reference Philippians 1, verse 18, 1, verse 21, and 3, verse 7. The gospel being preached and believers flourishing in truth and knowledge of Christ surpassed everything else this world could pretend to offer Paul. As we read further into Philippians, we see how he relished and celebrated the upstanding and fitting behavior of these believers, as well as the evidence of their true faith in Christ. Herein, Paul found real joy. His present physical circumstances were overshadowed by the warm and heartfelt love of the church that he planted. We read in Philippians 4, verse 1, that Paul said of these believers, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved." This agape love Paul had for the church caused him to long for them all with the affection of Christ Jesus. So this season, let's not allow the fake and fleeting happiness that the world tries to offer up as pleasure to get in the way of the real source of joy in life. And that is being loved, chosen, and redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and then sharing the blessings that he has poured on us with others. And we should remember to receive the genuine joy of seeing others come into a deeper and more profound faith in Jesus Christ. This should be our goal, just as it was for our brother Paul. The perfect turkey dinner or lots of gifts under the tree are evanescent moments which can be enjoyed. However, true and lasting joy comes only from loving and serving the Lord. The more we pour ourselves out for Him, the more He pours into us through the Holy Spirit. Let this be our aim and goal as we give thanks for all the Lord has done for and through us as we surrender our will and our lives to Him. We'll close with Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Thank you for downloading this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.